Support for Blues Unlimited comes from the generosity of our listeners and from our Bandcamp subscribers. More information about our extensive archive of more than 170 programs, all available for instant download access, is on the web at bluesunlimited.bandcamp.com. Welcome to Blues Unlimited. On this episode of Blues Unlimited, we're counting down the number one R&B hits of the late 1940s. Thanks to tenor sax blower Big J. McNeely for that fine instrumental, Deacon's Hop, for kicking off the show. That was a number one R&B hit in the early days of 1949, spending 14 weeks on the charts and 1 week in the number one position. Cut for the Savoy label in December 1948. Welcome to the show. It's Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and today on the program, we're counting down the biggest number one hits of the late 1940s. This was a period of time when the major record labels still dominated the market, and Louis Jordan was one of the biggest stars of the era. But times are changing, and as we'll see in a little bit, independent record producers started making inroads into previously uncharted waters. To come up with our list of the biggest number one hits of the late 1940s, we developed a special super-secret formula giving weight to the number of weeks a record spent on the Billboard charts, with bonus points given for the number of weeks it held at the number one slot. Our opening number by Big J. McNeely was number 34 on our list, and our closing selection by Pee Wee Crayton will be number 33. So that leaves us to start the program with number 32 on our list. Coming up next, we'll count down the biggest number one hits of the late 1940s with Wanoni, Mr. Blues Harris, Amos Milburn, John Lee Hooker, and Roy Brown. Kicking things off at number 32 on our list is Dinah Washington. This is one called Baby Get Lost, and it's next, right here on Blues Unlimited.
Well, good morning, baby. Welcome back to town. Papa, welcome back to town. You're doing so much traveling, never know when you'll be round. You're a fine and mellow fella, but you're stubborn. You love me like an angel, but you treat me like a fool. Two-faced daddy, don't hand me no double cross. You see, any time I'm ready, I can tell you, baby, get lost. Choose. Better come back on the inside, 'cause you've got too much to lose. Don't want no trouble, I've got to be the boss. And if you can't play it my way, well now, baby, get lost. Cheating, but I just don't have the time, 'cause I've got so many men that they're standing in line. Keep moving, Papa. You'll have to come across, 'cause anytime I'm ready, I can tell.
Town to town. When I was do stay out all night long. Oh, Lord. Well, my mama didn't lie to me. Yeah, do stay out all night long. I didn't care what she didn't lie. I was boogie boogie in a house. When I first come to town, people, I was walking down Hastings Street. I heard everybody talking about the Henry Swain Club. I decided I'd drop in there that night. And when I got there, I said, yes, people, yes, they were really having a ball. Yes, I know. Boogie, children. I was laying down. I heard Mom and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama to let that boy boogie woogie, 'cause it's in him and it got to come out. Well, I felt so good, and I went on boogie woogie just the same. Yes.
need your guiding hand. I'll never understand how you can love me and leave me bewildered.
Hold back the dawn. Stop all the clocks. I just got the news that my baby wants to rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. Rock and roll all night long. My baby don't go for fancy clothes, high class dinner and picture shows. All she wants to do is stay at home and huckle buck with daddy all night long. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. Rock and roll all night long. She doesn't like ride on airplane. Never had a trip on a streamlined train. When it comes to loving, she knows what it's all about. And the way she huckle bucks knocks me out. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. Rock and roll all night long. She don't know when to stop. She gets her kicks every day. Yes, rocking her fine self away. She rocks in the basement and she rocks upstairs. I can't take it no more, I'm gonna buy a rocking chair. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. Rock and roll all night long.
Great stuff there from Monone Harris with one called All She Wants to Do Is Rock. He was a blues shotter who had a string of R&B hits for the King label, with this one denting the charts for 18 weeks, holding down the number one slot for 2 weeks. It comes in at number 28 on our list of top R&B hits of the late 1940s. Before that, at number 29 on our list, Amos Milburn with Bewildered. As it turns out, this was actually a cover version of a previous number one R&B hit, first recorded by the Red Miller Trio. Their version entered the charts in November of 1948, with this version close on its heels the following month. Amos Milburn with Bewildered. Classic John Lee Hooker before that with his iconic number one hit, Boogie Chillin'. That comes in at number 30 on our list of the biggest R&B hits of the late 1940s, spending 18 weeks on the charts and 1 week at the number one slot. And if there was ever a record that was a harbinger of changes afoot in the R&B record industry, this was it. From 1948, John Lee Hooker with Boogie Chillin'. We heard from Roy Brown before that with one called Long About Midnight. He cut that down in New Orleans for the Deluxe label in December 1947, and it comes in as number 31 on our list of the biggest number one R&B hits of the late 1940s. Started off with Dinah Washington and one called Baby Get Lost. It entered the Billboard charts in the summer of 1949, eventually locking in 2 weeks at the number one slot, becoming number 32 on our countdown of the biggest hits of the late 1940s. The show is Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and today in the program, we're counting down the biggest number one R&B hits of the late 1940s. Coming up next, we continue with our countdown with classic R&B hits from Hal Singer, Ella Fitzgerald with Louis Jordan, R.B. Stidham, Eddie Cleanhead Vinson, and Roosevelt Sykes. Kicking things off will be one by Memphis Slim. We'll hear him do Messin' Around, which held the number one slot in the fall of 1948. That one's coming at you next, right here on Blues Unlimited.
I'm feeling low down, I act like a clown. I really don't know what to do, what to do. Feeling so blue, just thinking of you. You told me one day we were through. We were through. Losing my mind, just messing around with the blues. With you on my mind, I'm blue all the time. I wonder just where you could be. You could be. You only knew what I'm going through. You hurry right home. Can't you see? Can't you see? Losing my mind, just messing around with the blues. With the blues.
Trying to find the one. one I love to call my own. I wonder, well, 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 little baby, will you just think of me again today? Though I may be a million miles away, I wonder.
Now you're 25 and you're still alive, but you never found a jockey who would let you ride. Wake up, old me, don't you know your time ain't long? 10 more good years and your youth will all be gone. Thank you.
but my heart still belongs to you. Darling, I've tried hard to forget, but everything seems to remind me of you. I guess I'll have to go through life alone, baby, because you know my heart belongs to you.
Her a beating, so she catch up the rolling pin and went to work on my head till she washed it in. I like old dead in the market, stone cold dead in the market. I like old dead in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
With the pot and the frying pan, I lick him with the pot and the frying pan. I lick him with the pot and the frying pan. And if I kill him, he had it coming, man. He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I killed nobody but my husband.
Family, they swearing to kill her. My family, they swearing to kill her.
His family, they swearing to kill me. And if I kill him, he had it coming.
Hey, like old dead in the market, child. Cold dead in the market, child. Like old dead in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
There's one thing that I am sure, he ain't going to beat me no more. So I tell you that I doesn't care if I was to die in the electric chair. Man, he's stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
Hey child, I'm coming back and boss you on your head one more time.
No, no, man, you can't do that. You stone cold dead in the market, murder. Stone cold dead in the market. The criminal is stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
Bow and bow and bow.
Great stuff there from Hal Singer with one called Cornbread, coming in at number 22 on our list. He cut this for the Savoy operation sometime during the summer of 1948, going on to nail down the number one Billboard slot in October of that year. Before that, a performance that seems like a little bit of a throwback by today's standards, but one that held the number one slot for 5 weeks all the same. Stone Cold Dead in the Market, A Tale of Domestic Violence Gone Awry by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Jordan, graced the R&B charts for almost 5 months, making it number 23 on our list of R&B hits of the late 1940s. R.B. Stidham before that with his one and only Billboard R&B hit, My Heart Belongs to You. It hung onto the charts for 24 weeks in the summer of 1948, cruising to the number one slot that September. At number 24 on our countdown, R.B. Stidham with My Heart Belongs to You. Eddie Cleanhead Vinson before that with one called Old Maid Boogie. That was recorded in New York City, January 1947 for the Mercury label, and it clocks in at number 25 on our way down to the biggest hits of the late 1940s. Before that, the number 26 entry on our list, I Wonder by Roosevelt Sykes. That was his cover version of a tune first recorded by Cecil Gant in 1944, which was also a number one R&B hit, by the way, and Sykes' performance was strong enough to knock Cecil Gant's version out of the number one slot, a position it would go on to hold for 7 weeks. Roosevelt Sykes with I Wonder from December 1944. We started off with Memphis Slim, one called Messin' Around. He cut that for the Miracle label in Chicago, December 1947, and it's number 27 on our countdown of the biggest R&B hits of the late 1940s. The show is Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and today in the program, we're counting our way down to the biggest number one R&B hits of the late 1940s. Coming up next, we continue with numbers 17 through 21 on our list, with performances from Wynonie Harris, Ivory Joe Hunter, and Amos Milburn. Kicking things off will be one by the Red Miller Trio, tune called Bewildered. We've already heard Amos Milburn turn in his performance of the tune, but this is the quote-unquote original version, which held down the number one slot for 5 weeks in late 1948. Bewildered by the Red Miller Trio. That one's next, right here on Blues Unlimited.
Lost in a dream of you. Where is the love I knew? Why did we part? Bewildered, helpless without you, dear. Your heart could hear what's in my heart. Must I have sleepless nights and endless days? Oh, love, why did you keep my soul with all the sparks? I'm in the dark, bewildered. I need your guiding hand. I'll never understand how you can love me and leave me bewildered. Dark bewildered. I need your guiding hand. I'll never understand how you can love me and leave me bewildered.
Tonight, I'm gonna hold my baby tight as I can. she'll know I'm a mighty man. I got the news, everybody's rocking tonight. Well, Elder Brown, Deacon Jones, they've even left their happy home. They'll be there just you wait and see, a jumping and a stomping at the Jubilee. Hey, man, that's good rocking tonight. Sweet Lorraine, Sioux City Sue, sweet Georgia Brown, Caledonia too. They'll be there jumping like mad. Hey, sister, ain't you glad? We got the news, there's good rocking tonight. Hoy, 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 there's good rocking tonight.
Looking for that place they call the Chicken Shack. They say it's fine as wine and it's really on a ball. No windows, no doors, it's just a hole in the wall. Down by the creek, where you can get a whole gob of good things to eat. All good parts of the chicken once more is a cinch. You can even get the last part that went over the fence. Yes, they say it's the place where all the bad cats meet. You better be mighty careful where you take a seat. Mighty careful, let's have a ball. Come on all you fellas and take a drink for my pack, 'cause the party's ready to start down at the Chicken Shack.
Tell me, pretty mama, what may be your name? If you just say the word, baby, I'll be your lover man. And I could love you, yes, I could love you, until it was a crying shame how you fascinate me, baby. I can't find words to explain. give me your phone number. Let me call you up some night. If I get a chance, baby, like I do. I don't care if the whole world know it, darling. Yes, I'm deep in love with you.
Sunday morning, and the church was crowded full. Old Elder Brown was raving, he was angry as a bull. The congregation sensed it, and they knew just what he meant when he said, my text today is you sinners must repent. Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Who whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Cause Deacon Jones knelt down to pray. All he said was, hey, hey, hey. So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. Now who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. I'm feeling mighty fine. I'm high as a Georgia pine.
So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. And let's have a ball.
All right, nice one there from Winoni Harris with Who Threw the Whiskey in the Well. Although it was recorded in May 1944, it didn't enter the R&B charts until the following year, nailing down the number one slot for two whole months during the summer of 1945. It comes in at number 17 on our list. Ivory Joe Hunter before that with number 18 on our countdown. Pretty Mama Blues was recorded in San Francisco in the spring of 1947 and dented the charts for almost half a year, breaking into the number one slot for 3 weeks in September 1948. Amos Milburn before that with a real rhythm and blues classic, one called Chicken Shack Boogie. That's a great little rocker that nailed down the number one slot for 5 weeks in the waning days of 1948 and it's number 19 on our countdown of the biggest R&B hits of the late 1940s. Another classic slice of late 40s R&B before that from Wynonie Harris with Good Rockin' Tonight. It was originally penned by Roy Brown, who had a minor hit with it on the Deluxe label. It was this version by Wynonie Harris, however, that had the staying power. 25 weeks on the charts, with 1 week at the top position, coming in at number 20 on our countdown. Started off with one from the Red Miller Trio, entering the list at number 21 with a tune called Bewildered. They cut that in Detroit for a small independent label, but when it started to sell a few copies, it was snapped up by the Bullet label in Nashville. Since then, it's been covered countless times, including the version we heard earlier in the program by Amos Milburn. The show is Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and today in the program, we're counting down the biggest number one R&B hits of the late 1940s. Blues Unlimited, the radio show, is distributed by PRX, the Public Radio Exchange, on the web at prx.org. And we'll have a lot more great music for you coming up right after this break.